34, כן?
שוב זוהר לעם, כרך י' א', עמוד 205, מאמרים לראש השנה, אנחנו
נקרא... We're reading from the Zohar. This is from excerpts for Rosh Hashanah, excerpt 34. The rainbow. One who has seen a rainbow in its colors should bless. Blessed is he who remembers the covenant. This is the token of the holy covenant that the Creator has placed in the earth, so the water of the flood would not come upon it. When the wicked multiply in the world, the Creator wishes to destroy them. At that time, he remembers the oath he took for the earth. It is written twice, "No, I will curse no more, and I will smite no more." And two times, "No" is an oath, as it is written, "I have sworn that the waters of Noah should go no more over." Continue. This is an article called, "And it came to pass one day that the sons of God came." 351. It is written, "And it came to pass one day." Wherever it is written, "And it came to pass," it denotes sorrow. "And it came to pass one day" is sorrow. Indeed, "And it came to pass one day" is a day in which there is sorrow. And this is Rosh Hashanah, a day in which there is harsh din in the world. Also, "And it came to pass one day that Elisha passed to Shunem" was on Rosh Hashanah. In every place, "And it came to pass one day" is Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, "And it came to pass one day that the sons of God came to stand on the Lord, and Satan also came in the midst of them," was the day of Rosh Hashanah. 352. Rosh Hashanah is always 2 days, so that Isaac, the left line, regarded as Rosh Hashanah, will consist of Din and Rachamim, which are 2 days. If Isaac had not been comprised of Rachamim, he would have destroyed the world. 353. The sons of God came are the big courthouse. The sons of God indeed, for the sons of the king, who are Israel, are approaching them. And they are 70 appointees that always surround the king, and they sentence the world. It is written, "To stand on the Lord." Are they standing on the Lord when they are about to sentence the world? The first din, judgment, of everything is, "He who does not honor the holy name or does not honor the Torah and his servants." Likewise, "He who is not concerned for the glory of the holy name," the Shekhinah, "let him not be desecrated in the earth." And "he who is not concerned with the glory of the Creator," Zeranpin, "who does not pay respect to that name." And Satan also came in the midst of them. Also comes to include the Nukva of the Satan, Lilith. Just so, "to stand on the Lord," meaning that Satan was also concerned with the glory of that name, meaning he came to complain about it. Article titled, "Righteous Suffers, a Wicked Prospers."
Just guys, mutual intention. Otherwise, we're not doing anything. We want the light that reforms from the Book of Zohar to bestow upon us and connect between us, that we'll start feeling where we really are and where we're supposed to be.
354. There is a righteous who suffers and a wicked who prospers. A righteous, anyone whose iniquities are few, pays for his iniquities in this world. Hence, a righteous suffers. And anyone whose iniquities are many and whose merits are few, his reward is given in this world. Therefore, a wicked prospers. The dinim of the master of the world are deep, but when the Creator wishes to atone for the iniquities of the generation, he strikes their arm and they all heal. It is like a healer who strikes and draws blood through the arm in order to save all the organs. As it is written, "And he was wounded because of our transgressions." He was crushed because of our iniquities, and chastising of our well-being was upon him. And by his scourging, we were healed. 355. On that day of Rosh Hashanah, they stand on 70 thrones to sentence the Deen of the world. Several advocates and prosecutors stand above. Some lean to the right to merit, and some lean to the left to fault, to mention the faults of the world and the faults of each and every one. For this reason, a person must confess and detail one's sins, each as it is. For one who details his sins before the Creator, his sentence is given to the King alone. And one who is sentenced by the Creator is for the best. This is why David asked, "Be my judge, O God, you and none other." And Solomon also said to make the judgment of his servant, he and no other. And the courthouse of above is separated from him.
Is there anyone except for the Creator who judges? I don't know. Well, no answer. Let's go.
Article titled Rosh Hashanah 356. This is why we need to detail the sins of each organ and what it did in particular. As it is written, I acknowledge my sin unto you. Afterward, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. How do we know it? From Moses. As it is written, please, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them a god of gold. And about Israel it is written, we have sinned because we have left the Lord. Moses' verse was in singular form, but in the public they do not have to detail their sins. But this verse, we have sinned because we have left the world, the Lord, is in public. And if it is in public, their messenger does not need to detail the sins. But it is written, and Moses returned to the Lord and said, please, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them a god of gold. It is so, because anyone who details his sins, the courthouse of above parts from him and does not find him guilty, since a person is close to him, to himself, and finding fault is close to a testimony. Hence, he is not judged for himself. 357. He did not let a slanderer cast fault and flaw on him, since the person rushed first and spoke, and did not leave room for another to speak. Then the Creator forgives him, as it is written, and he who confesses and forsakes will find compassion. 358. In the days of Rosh Hashanah, the courthouses establish a throne to the king to sentence the whole world. Israel come in first to be sentenced by him, so the Rachamim will multiply before the anger at the wicked of the world awakens. It is written, and the sentence of his people Israel each day. Each day is the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. They are 2 days because they are two courthouses joined together, the upper Hash Din and the lower Mild Din. Both are present. The blowing of the shofar, ram's horn, is to invoke the dinim of the Masach of Chirik of the middle line, to unite the two lines, left and right, with one another. There are two actions in the Masach of Chirik toward the left line. One, manula, lock, a harsh din. Two, miftacha, key, a mild din. The manula is concealed in the gal of each degree, and the miftacha is in the vak of each degree. For this reason, the manula is called the courthouse of above, and the miftacha is the courthouse of below. They always illuminate in one another because they need one another, since the Miftacha receives the power of Din from the Manula, and the Manula receives the illumination and mitigation from the Miftacha. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is Gar, the Manula rules, Harsh Din. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which is Vak, the Miftacha rules. 359.
Any questions, please? Let's keep going.
What did he mean here? A person should confess and detail his sins.
You have to do scrutinizing in order to ask. Otherwise, what will you ask for? You have to scrutinize something. What's his sins? It doesn't matter. It's a state that I can complete. I can't. I want to. I don't want to. All my weaknesses, that upon them I need to add my request. There are things that are we are together correcting the vessel. There are things that are others correcting. There's things that are correcting me. There's things that I'm correcting. And, well, I have no words right now. Anyway, every time, well, let's talk later. We'll have to scrutinize it. Let's go.
359. The Babylonians did not know the secret of the Shvarim and the Tkiah. They did not know that both were required. The Tru'ah is harsh din, three Shvarim are mild din. Hence it is similar to one who is groaning from one's heart, which is weak. The Babylonians did not know which of them is needed. So they did both. We know both, that both are required, and we do both, and everything emerges to the path of truth. 360. It is written, blow the shofar at the new moon, at the full moon, on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. At the new moon is a mild din, called moon, month. At the full moon is a harsh din, called the fear of Isaac. It is a din that is always covered, manula, which is not an open din because it is concealed in gar. A statute is a mild din, miftacha, open. An ordinance is din mingled with rachamim, and both are together. This is why there are 2 days on Rosh Hashanah and the two are one. 361. It is written, how fortunate is the people who knows the Torah. Not who hear or who blow, but know the Torah. For only the sages who dwell in the air of the Holy Land know the Torah to enter before Him and connect with Him. And all those who know the meaning of Torah will approach to go by the light of the face of the Creator. This is the first light which the Creator had concealed for the righteous, and this is why we must know the Torah.
What, Niv?
How do we use the reading in the Zohar to balance plus and minus and do the work of men?
That's more exalted things. Judgment, mercy, above, below, greatness, smallness, all those discernments. It's not not for now. First, we need to find the center where we all connect. Afterwards, by connecting everybody together to one center, each one according to his movements,
magim liizun.
We reach a balance, then each one advances, and every advancement from each one is like a lack of balance. But we need to keep compensating, and then he ascends, he moves, this moves, mutually keeping it, and through that we start knowing the system.
The balance, it's actually in the scrutiny between the plus and minus. Now, where is that connection? You said first we come to the center.
This system is more complex. There's camps, tribes, tens, hundreds, division into Kohen Levi Israel, all kinds of parts. And it's all the sermons in the vessel and the ten that we will have to balance every state. All in all, our work is just balance. Perfection. Completion.
And the Zohar, what state is it writing from? Is it writing about this work?
Yes. Because turning to the Creator is turning to the center, where your freedom of choice is, where all the forces join in and complete each other. In the middle third of Tiferet.
Always he's writing from there, or sometime from this place, sometime from that direction?
Well, he writes from the state, from the Keter, but when it's scrutinized towards us, where we have to balance that state, so we are from Malchut, and we meet and complete the Creator and the created being from the middle third of Tiferet. It's in a rough kind of way. Simple.
Yeah. So, for us, it's the plus, the reading in the Zohar is plus.
What plus? I don't understand.
It is the positive force, the... How do you... I'm positive and it's, I'm negative, it's positive. How does it work? That system, me and the Zohar.
The Zohar shows you states from the upper light that according to it, you feel an unbalanced system and you have to balance it.
So, towards it, I discover my lack of balance?
Yes.
And then I have to complete it.
Yes.
Also, with respect to that, with respect to the state that it presents to me.
Yes, but what does he present? You discover it. Let's keep going. Oh, Amnon. What?
Rav, yesterday you said that blowing the horn is not that ram's horn or whatever, or deer or whatever animal we take the horn from. So, the tki'ah, the blowing of the shofar that we're talking about, should it awaken spiritually? What are we talking about?
First of all, greatness of the Creator. The blowing. But we talked about it, the shvarim, Torah. From every side, from judgment, mercy. He says there's the three stages. The main thing is the tkiya is the continuing the force of correction, chasadim, mercy. That they come and complete the gvot.
So to me, what does it matter? What does it matter if it's tkia or tru'a or other things?
We learned about it.
Right, but what is it supposed to say to me, to myself?
So you'll reach it and you'll know.
It has a meaning.
In what tkia? What we're going to do in a minute with the shofar?
I'm asking, I don't know. Well, just blowing physically their ram's horn, that's fine. I want to understand the inside of it.
That's what we're talking about. Obviously, the ram's horn, everything is just external signs. There's nothing about it. Nothing sacred about it. The holiness is in a deficiency for bestow or bestow itself. That's it. That alone. Well, Moshe, what about you?
We'll continue to read under the title Protrusion of the Liver, Gout, Trachea, Gullet, and Shofar.
You see, what connection do they have between them?
362. It is written, which is protruding from the liver, and it is written, the protrusion on the liver. Protrusion from the liver is a woman of heraldry, Lilith, who walks out and exits the liver, some, to mislead the world, and slander them. She leaves the male in order to perform heraldry, and this is why it is written, protruding from the liver. Protrusion on the liver, since after she performs adultery, she rises above him. She is the insolence of a harlot woman who overcomes her husband, some, the liver, by the anger of the gal, which is a woman of strife and anger who controls her male, meaning an insolent harlot woman who rules over the liver, some, for she is a woman of strife and anger. This is why she is called protruding on the liver. 363. Protruding from the liver is because she exits the liver, some, her husband, to harm the whole world and perform adultery with everything. Afterwards, she ascends to the male with insolence of a harlot woman, with impudence, and then she is on the liver. She's called protruding on the liver, from the liver, because after she goes out to fornicate with everything, she gives the leftovers to her husband. For yoteret, protruding, comes from the word shiraim, leftovers. The protrusion of the liver is attributed to some, dinim of tchura, male dinim, because she fornicates with others, dinim of nukva are mixed in her as well. 364. From the liver and from the protrusion from Sam and Lilith emerges the gal, the sword of the angel of death, from which bitter drops come out to kill people. The gal hangs on the liver, and all the ailments and death are hanging on the klipa called gal. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, she roams around the world to collect all the sins in the world. At that time, all the organs of the Shekhinah, Israel, are in trouble. Israel or the organs of the Shekhinah. As it is written, the Lord's candle is a man's soul. Meaning that man's soul is from the candle of the Lord, from the Holy Shekhinah. At that time, on Rosh Hashanah, all of Israel are in trouble. They take a shofar to invoke in it Tkiah, Shvarim, and Trua. 365. Since the organs and the arteries of the heart, which are compared to Israel, are in trouble, they must awaken the trachea, which is the shofar. This is the trachea of the lung. For since the lobes of the lung cannot quiet the gal's anger, which overcomes the arteries of the heart and all the arteries of the body's organs, that wind, chasadim, which blows in them, rises up to the trachea, the shofar, the next world, since the shofar is bina, called the next world. The gullet is similar to this world, malchut, in which there is eating and drinking, which are the mochin of chasadim and chokhmah, called eating and drinking. The trachea is similar to the next world, bina, in which there are neither eating nor drinking. These mochin do not appear in bina, but in malchut. 366. And once the vav from the veshet grows long due to the excessive eating that it robbed, the vav becomes nun, and the word veshet becomes Satan. It is written, the people roamed and gathered. Shatu, roamed, comes from the word shtut, nonsense or foolishness. For it caused their folly that they mingled with the foolish mixed multitude whose passion is for eating and drinking, robbery and violence, the robbery of poor and the groaning of the wretched. They strayed with a bent noon, eating without grinding. It is written about them, while the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the anger of the Lord was kindled against the people. It was because the vav of shatu roamed, had stretched and became a noon, Satan, and he whose spirit is bent is the bent nun, meaning that the kedusha became bent and the sitra acha is a stretched out nun. This caused Satan to expand in eating and drinking and overcome all the organs and the arteries in the 365 negative mitzvot and in the 365 days of the year, as is the number of Satan, which is 365 minus 1 in Gematria. He is deficient of Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, since there are no eating or drinking in it. Hence, Satan does not govern on Yom Kippur and lacks a day for the 360 days. The itkalelut, mingling of the Chochmah and Chasadim in Netzach Hod, is called grinding, like the sky that grind man for the righteous. The mixed multitude enhance the left and extend their eating and drinking from the left without right, regarded as being without grinding. And because they ate without grinding, Satan clung to them, and the Kedusha in them became a bent noon, since the Holy Spirit had fled from them. 367. And Yom Kippur is as the trachea of the lung, Bina, the next world. It is Vav Ben, son of Yudke, from Bina. As we learn, one who sees a weed in a dream is rewarded with wisdom. And it is written, acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. A trachea is not less than the two of them, Yud Chokhmah, He Bina, since there is no Bina without Chokhmah, and no Chokhmah without Bina. This is why we must awaken the next world, a long world with a shofar, which is a trachea. It receives from Arichanpin, from whom there are the 13 qualities of Rachamim, which are Vav Aleph Vav, 13 in Gematria. The Aleph is long and the two Vavs are face, 368. Upper Ima is a Tkia from the side of Abraham, Chesed. Shvarim is from the side of Isaac, Gvura. And Trua is from the side of Jacob, Tiferet. The lower Shechina, Malchut, connects everyone because she receives everyone. Kesher, connection, is an acronym for Tkia, Shvarim, Trua. Since Kof is Tkia, Shin is Shvarim, and Resh is Trua. All are tripled in Shechina, as it was said, will give you a threefold Kedusha. A voice cannot come out from the body outward unless through the mouth. Likewise, the Shechina must not be separated from the Creator, for it is written, the voice of the Lord hews out flames of fire. And the Shechina is the prayer of every mouth. These are the signs. Kof, Shin, Resh, Kof, Kof, Shin, Kof, Kof, Resh, Kof.
369.
We take a shofar in order to evoke in it Trua and Tkia, harsh din in Rachamim. Trua is harsh din, Tkia is Rachamim, Shvarim is mild din. Shvarim Tkia is mild din with Rachamim. At that time, they awaken so above to mingle with one another, din with Rachamim, and Rachamim with din. 370. In the first connection, Satan was perfumed, and the nun from Satan was bent and became vav once more. And the Veshet, Gullet, that became Satan, has now reverted to become Veshet, as in the beginning. It is so, because the voice is the voice of Jacob, since the power of Israel is not in eating and drinking as the rest of the people who inherit this world, and whose force is in eating and drinking. Rather, the power of Israel is in the force of the next world, a long world created with the latter Yod. And because the voice of the Shofar Mochin of Zeranpin, called voice, which they receive from the Shofar Bina, emerges from the Yod Chokhmah, no less than the Shofars begin, the 10 Shofars begin, corresponding to the Yud. It is so because the letter Yud, a world long, was made Vav, the next world, which receives Mochin of the next world. And by the letter He, he created this world, the small He, Malchut, in which there is eating and drinking of the Torah, the Mochin of Chokhmah and Chassadim, called eating and drinking. 371. Once the sentence was sentenced in two letters, Hey, in two courthouses of Bina and Malchut, he can revoke the sentence of both of them, only Yud Vav of Havaya. Since the Hey of Havaya is upper Ima, Bina, Yod is Abba, Chochmah, and it is written, every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul. The Hey is called a soul. Her husband may let it stand, or her husband may make it void. The Yod is the husband of the first Hey, Bina, and the Vav is the husband of the bottom Hey, Malchut. Hence they can break the sentence of the two letters Hey. This is why we must awaken the voice Vav Zeranpin with 10 shofars, Yud, to revoke the dinim in the two letters Hey, in Bina and in Malchut. And most importantly, each sign of the Kuf Shin Resh Kuf, Kuf Shin Kuf, Kuf Resh Kuf, will be in one breath, in the mouth, which is a tenth part of 10.
Without intentions, it's just disregarding. Well, what else can we do? Yeah.
What do you do when there's a general state of kind of...
It's a state. Rabash, in the holidays, everybody would...
Yeah, well, we should just accept it as so, but, or what? It's, well, it is customary on the one hand, no, but there's a state that just happens like that. I see it as a normal thing. Meaning it's not an exception. If that was a regular day, just like that, with no reason, that's something else. But now there is a reason. What's the reason? Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur could be similar as well, and we should just accept it as that state. This is how it is, and that's it. No, you need to go into some synagogue here in Matalon or something else, and see how people there are crying and asking forgiveness and pound their own heart, their own chests, and they're all trembling and envisioning the punishments they may get. Yeah. No, why not? Go learn. No, I'm asking seriously what to do. It's like you got no power to do anything. Yes. The thing is that the majority of the external public that are doing their own kind of spiritual work, so to speak, and it influences us. But they are awakening. That's why we're getting it the other way around. Yeah. But it's not like that's it. They now it justifies the state and that's it. No, you need to somehow make an effort, but it happens. It happens. Usually it does. Yeah. we aren't used to holidays. For us, it's a holiday is when we're doing a certain inner work. And this, well, Rosh Hashanah, so what? It's symbols. Yes.
First of all, I would like to say thank you from the Spanish Cli for your group
job. Our
friends.
Thank you. להודות לך מהכלי הספרדי, לך, לרב ולחברים.
For Cli Olami, for this path, for the joy to be with you in this path.
ולכל הכלי העולמי, על השמחה להיות איתכם בדרך הזאת.
And my question is, in the first part of the lesson, we study, like I understand, like a perception of reality of each one of us.
רציתי לשאול, בחלק הראשון של השיעור, למדנו על תפיסת המציאות של כל אחד מאיתנו, האישית.
And now, with the Zohar, what the difference we have between the Zohar and the study with the text of Balasulam, of Rabash?
עכשיו שלומדים את הזוהר, רציתי לשאול מה ההבדל בין הלימוד של הטקסט של הזוהר ללימוד הטקסטים של בעל הסולם ורבש.
Because we have to reveal the creator between us when we study when you study the text of בעל הסולם, when we study the text of רבש.
כי כשלומדים את הטקסט של בעל הסולם ורבש, אני מבין שאנחנו צריכים לגלות את הבורא בינינו.
So when we study זוהר, who call my English. ¿A qué llamamos cuando estudiamos el Zohar? Porque no lo hemos revelado.
¿A qué llamamos qué?
El Bore. Cuando estudiamos el Zohar, llamamos una fuerza. Pero esta fuerza la hemos revelado cuando estudiamos los libros. ¿A quién llamamos entonces?
למה אנחנו קוראים בורא אם עדיין לא גילינו את הבורא כשאנחנו לומדים את הזוהר?
What do we call creator if we haven't discovered the creator yet when we read the Zohar and pray to the creator?
In the book of Zohar, we are just asking for the light to come and correct us, connect us, do something. The Zohar is for us to draw the light of the Torah. In a general kind of way, as much as I understand about it or not, that's not important. It's important what I'm expecting. That's it. As much as I want to be corrected, and as much as I believe the words of our sages who wrote the book and gave it to me and said, here, use this. All my success depends on that. That's it. The book of Zohar is a remedy. We don't learn from it. It's a remedy.
Thank you. You just talked about the state of the group and because of this burdening of the day of Rosh Hashanah. I actually felt quite the opposite, to renew the intentions all the time, pray for the friends. And
yeah, some are like this, some are like that.
But it's exactly the place of what do I justify this state? Or because when you say this, then
I'm telling the guys that it's not too bad that today you're under that state. That there's the matter of a general awakening in the nation of Israel to Rosh Hashanah. And that's why for us it's expressed in a bit of a different way. I'm not connecting to Rosh Hashanah today where the whole nation thinks that they're judged today and it all depends on this day. If I gave some money to the poor or did all kinds of things and prayed, and that I have to be in every word, and it says to cry here, so I cry, and here it says to scream, so I scream, I fall on my knees, and so on. I belong to this because I'm part of the general nation. But not that there's any more than that. A person needs to reach a state where he is in every, in all his days, under all the states.
That's clear. Now, everyone's now in holidays, vacation, we have lessons. I'm asking myself, what do we want to come out of with in this period of holidays?
Just study. We're studying about this period, about these holidays, but mainly we have to continue what we do. Meaning, we studied a lot about Rosh Hashanah today. We'll read maybe a bit more here and there. Then it'll be Yom Kippur, Sukkot. We'll read a bit. But actually, the main thing is to continue our work. Let's hope we'll start studying Ibu according to tests.
Okay, so if we have an opportunity, kind of a momentum of the convention too, you also said an attack, then why do we not really go into these days like that and really draw the lights as we should?
Okay, we will, but we're also, we're studying a bit of Rosh Hashanah. We are a bit, we need a bit of it. But obviously the main thing is our regular studies. What? Nuremberg, last question.
Well, we have the daily task, actually, not a question.
Yeah.
How do we, in the 10, again and again, come to the state of Rosh Hashanah? Discuss this in the 10. How do we, again and again, reach the state of Rosh Hashanah in the 10? Discuss this in the 10.
For us, it's Rosh Hashanah is the greatness of the Creator, exaltedness of the Creator. That is what we have to discuss. Rosh Hashanah is when we crown the Creator to be King. That is what we should talk about. You want to do it now, please? That's worth it. How do we raise the greatness of the Creator that it'll be above everything, that He determines everything, He organizes everything, every moment we depend on Him, we need to turn only to Him every moment, He is present and is revealed in the 10 alone, none else besides Him, good and benevolent. Anyway, that is it. Connecting to the upper force, that is our whole topic. According to the condition of equivalence of form between vessel and the Creator, the light. Please. How do we raise the concept of the Creator above everything?
So how do we do this?
Well, a few minutes, and we'll take a break.
So we talk about it, think about it, want the friends to have it, demand it.
We build it between us in the tent. Each one has to see what he puts in that general basket to check what he can add, what he can give, that it'll grow between us.
Again, to enter the system of Arvut until the force of life will flow.
Every effort counts, every action can help, internally, externally. Even if we're tired, trying to make efforts in waking up, it all helps. Everything. Just decide we're doing this together, raising the Creator.
We need to do whatever we can in order to reach this state, to help each other, because alone we can't do it. And if there's a different state, we have to accept it like that, but not to stop trying and not to wait for the consequences, just to never stop the effort.
From habit, wanting to serve the friends by giving them an example, so we can create such an atmosphere between us of the greatness of the Creator.
From acting, from setting an example, everyone showing how important this is, and also from talking about it day after day, when we do all these things routinely, that brings us the light eventually through our efforts.
Yeah, connect life every moment to this final point that He organizes everything, and try and understand what He wants from this. The greatness of the Creator is a state that takes place in the vessel. The more we make a vessel of us, we can crown the King upon us.
Right, everyone received an awakening that brought us here, and that's already a decision that we want the greatness of the Creator to be most important between us. And what's up to us, what's left, is only the work. The work is really that everyone gives to the other, and together we're building it. We're building it between us here and now.
And to give gratitude for being in a wonderful process.
Gratitude is always great, and there's a lot to be grateful for. There's also like 2.5 days. If half a day already passed, then we have 2.5 days left of many lessons and meals and friends who came from overseas and friends coming together around the world in their centers, and they study with us. We want to take advantage of this opportunity and take the maximum from it. It's very unique.
I think the special thing is that we're going to meet here a lot and be together for 4 days, 2 lessons a day, meals. It's a great opportunity to raise the importance of the Creator between us in every moment.
To always have the question whether we give this to each other, whether we're using even a second that goes by. If a second went by, did we raise the greatness of the Creator? This is something that can really lead us to a state where we use everything the Creator prepared for us, and we don't need more than that. La 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 la